A federal grand jury in New Jersey has indicted Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh in the kidnapping and murder in Pakistan of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. In announcing the indictment today in Washington, Attorney General John Ashcroft said he wants to signal his intention to bring the man charged with killing Pearl to justice in the United States. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh has been in police custody in Pakistan since early February. He turned himself into police before authorities received the videotape last month that confirmed Daniel Pearl's death. The U.S. has asked Pakistan to extradite Omar. Pakistani authorities are investigating the case and say no decision has been made yet on whether they will try him before considering extradition. Today, Attorney General John Ashcroft announced the charges the U.S. intends to bring against Omar.
The grand jury charges that in the opening weeks of 2002, Saeed led a ring of co-conspirators who carefully and methodically set a death trap for Daniel Pearl, lured him into it with lies, and savagely ended his life.
The indictment brings two charges against Omar: hostage taking and conspiracy to commit hostage taking, which authorities say led to Pearl's death. More charges may be filed later, but Ashcroft says if convicted on these two counts, Omar could face the death penalty. This is the second time the U.S. has indicted Omar. A grand jury indicted him last year for his role in the 1994 kidnapping of another American citizen, tourist Bella Nuss, who was held for 12 days before being rescued. Today, the Attorney General unsealed that indictment and said he wants to have charges against Omar in place so that if and when Pakistan permits, the U.S. is in position to take him.
We know that in the brutal kidnapping of 1994, he was being held by authorities outside the United States, and his colleagues hijacked an airplane and occasioned his release, and we didn't have charges pending. We feel that it's important for us to have charges pending so that in the event of a release, we are in a position to demand the individual's involvement here in the justice system.
Today's indictment also suggests a possible connection with al-Qaeda. It says that last year Omar was in Afghanistan, where he trained and fought with Taliban and al-Qaeda forces. This week, Omar appeared for a hearing in a court in Karachi, Pakistan, where he said if he is extradited, the U.S. would suffer the consequences. Earlier today, Ashcroft met with Daniel Pearl's widow, Marianne, whom he said is a living reminder of what's at stake in the war against terrorism.
With today's indictment, I am honored to be able to offer to Marianne Pearl a measure of solace and this pledge. The United States has not forsaken your husband, nor the values that he embodied and cherished. The story of Daniel Pearl, that he died trying to tell, will be told, and justice will be done.
If Omar is extradited, he'll stand trial in New Jersey, where the indictment originated, and where the Wall Street Journal has maintained its offices since September 11th. Greg Allen, NPR News, Washington.